Okay, Slate says movies are no good this weekend. How about this? A new DVD box set of a canceled television show called Freaks and Geeks. It's in stores now. The Onion's Keith Phipps recommends we all spend many hours on the couch watching it because this TV show is good for us.
It's not unusual for a television program to take some time to figure out what it wants to do. Freaks and Geeks takes about 1 minute. The first episode opens on a sunlit Michigan high school's football field. The year, 1980. Disco was almost out. Reagan was almost in. The camera swoops back, moving up the bleachers and pausing just for a second to eavesdrop on a cheerleader and a football player worrying about how much they love each other. This could be a flashback episode of Beverly Hills 90210, but then something unusual happens. The camera drops below the bleachers. As the sound of Van Halen's first album fills the soundtrack, the camera moves in on what looks like a bunch of premature burnouts. They've got God on their mind.
Hey, I believe in God, man. I've seen him. I felt his power. He plays drums for Led Zeppelin, and his name is John Bonham, baby! Yeah.
In the world of Freaks and Geeks, these are the freaks. The geeks are hanging out over by the restroom, working on their best Bill Murray impression.
Hey, Lisa, here's those noogies you ordered.
Here's your Cinderella story. Yeah, former greenkeeper.
What amazes you at first is how much Freaks and Geeks looks like it could be the product of the time it depicts, even though it ran on NBC during the 1999 TV season. The Freaks concert t-shirts look like they've been through one too many laundry loads, and the Geeks' bedrooms are decorated with posters of appropriate geek obsessions, from Steve Martin to Star Wars. But in truth, it doesn't really need any of this attention to detail because it gets the timeless details of high school painfully right. The drama centers on brother and sister Sam and Lindsay Weir, played by John Francis Daley and ER's Linda Cardellini. An undersized high school freshman, Sam's firmly in the geek camp. A straight-A student and former mathlete, yes, that's right, mathlete, Lindsay is tempted to explore the freak side. But here, she discovers it's not as easy as just dropping out.
What are you doing out here? This place is for freaks. Today is the deadline to enter the academic decathlon. Mr. Rosso said you didn't turn in your application.
Lily, I'm not entering.
But you're our best mathlete.
Could we not talk about this right now?
Well, aren't you at least going to help us sell refreshments at the homecoming dance? We're trying to raise money to buy the school computer.
Paul Feig, who created the show and brought it to life with executive producer Judd Apatow, has said that he never saw the types of kids he hung out with in high school on TV. Unfortunately, it debuted to rave reviews and picked up an impassioned following, but never found a wide audience. NBC frequently pulled it from the schedule, moved it to different time slots, and then finally gave up and put its resources behind quality programming, like Veronica's Closet and Suddenly Susan. Some of the episodes never even saw the light of day until reruns popped up on the Family Channel. Thankfully, these DVDs preserve it for posterity in high style, throwing in a couple dozen commentary tracks and enough deleted scenes to make up an extra episode. The only problem is that it's destined to be the only one of its kind, kind of like the outcast kids it depicts.
Kevin Phipps reviews all things pop culture for The Onion.